Welcome to Cutting It Straight, where the issues and concerns of our times are examined in the light of the Word of God.
Greetings, and welcome to the program Cutting It Straight, the show that dares to discuss the issues of our day while at the same time examining them through the light of the Word of God. I'm your host, Doug Proietti, and here with me today is Pastor Bruce David Bell of Berean Bible Fellowship.
Thank you for having me here today, Doug. I appreciate the opportunity to be able to talk about the things that are important. So many people are living in fear. So many people are confused. So many people are afraid of the direction of this world. If we can look to the Word of God, we can find the answers that we need, answers that will take us all the way into eternity.
And it's interesting you say that, because being the first show, I wanted to inform our audience what our purpose is. What is the purpose of Cutting It Straight?
I think the title of the show really summarizes the purpose of why we are getting together. In the Word of God, in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, the Apostle Paul speaks to a friend of his named Timothy, and he gives him some advice on how to handle the ministry. What should he do? And he tells him that he needs to accurately present the Word of God so that we are pleasing to God. And when he says to accurately present it, he uses a Greek word, orthotomeo, which means to cut it straight. It just like a farmer would plow a field that needs to be straight, just like a carpenter would need to cut a board straight. So we need to cut it straight and accurately present the Word of God to the people. That is our responsibility.
And boy, that is a good word, because there are so many opinions and philosophies and yes, and directions that people are presented today,
yes,
and for a lot of people it's very confusing. They go from one thing to the other.
They do. You're right, and we are hoping through our time together to be able to clear some of that clutter away and get down to what the Bible says. What does God have to say? After all, this is the Word of God, and he has something to say to us today.
All right. Well, what I wanted to talk about today, and I'm glad you mentioned that, is, you know, Christianity in 2018. It seems like we've lost what true biblical Christianity means, and how people in the Bible, how they live their lives. We don't see much of that today. There's not a push to get the Word of God out and spread the gospel.
I think we need to remember that true biblical Christianity is all about a relationship with Jesus Christ. It is not about religion. It is not about going to church, though we are told to fellowship with other believers. It is about establishing a relationship with the God of the universe. And the way that takes place is if we realize how God sees us. He sees us as sinners, as rebellious, as rebelling against him, and with no way for us to get to him because of our sin. That is why Jesus Christ came to this earth. He came to bridge that gap by dying for our sins. If we will come to him and believe that he has done that for us, that will establish the relationship between us and God, a relationship that will carry us all the way from this earth into an eternity.
So nobody is, so we say, grandfathered into the kingdom of God?
No, it is not based on our ethnic background. It is not based on our church affiliation. It is not even based on the many good things that we may do for other people. Those things may follow after we have this relationship. But primarily, we need to establish that relationship with God through Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. And it seems there's so many people out there that are just trusting in who they are, what they do, what church they're a part of, and all that means nothing to God.
The problem is this. Everyone has an opinion. And everyone thinks their opinion is right. What it really comes down to is, what does God have to say about us? Isn't that what really matters?
Right.
Is how he sees us rather than how we see ourselves?
And with what you said, why don't people look to the Word of God for how God sees them and what they need to do to get into a right relationship with him?
I think there's a number of reasons. Of course, I don't know them all, but I think for some people, they do not see the Bible as the Word of God. Therefore, why would they believe what is said there if they don't believe that God has actually authored this book, which the Bible claims he has? Mm-hmm. The other reason is that people love their sin, their lifestyle, so much that they are concerned that they will have to give up something they like in order to enter into a relationship with Jesus Christ, not understanding that at the end of their life, without that relationship, they will be condemned to an eternity in hell.
That's God grieves at that.
He does.
It's not like he's ready to pounce on people for that.
No, he does not want anyone to perish. He does not want anyone to spend an eternity in suffering. That is why he is offering us the forgiveness through his son. And you know, actually, it is the only way that we can get to heaven. People have said, well, there are many ways, many roads to heaven. Why would he have sent his son if there were other ways? Jesus Christ himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Yeah, and there's so much hostility towards that message. Why is that so?
There is hostility towards that message because the enemy of our souls, who is Satan, understands that without a relationship with Jesus Christ, we will spend an eternity with him in a lake of fire. He does everything he can to change our mind, to change our perspective, to keep us busy with other things, to put doubts in our mind, to put hostility there. Once we come to Jesus Christ, he no longer has any power, any control over us.
Amen. And that's just such a peace to know that.
Yes.
To know that. You have anything else? Anything more to say about that?
Well, I think some people who come to Jesus Christ realize that things are different in their lives. Mm-hmm. They realize that they're different. We're told in the Bible, you become a new creation in Christ. And so things begin to look different to us. We're told in the Bible that there will be fruit. There will be evidence in our lives. I think one of the first things that is evident, perhaps to us, maybe not to other people, is we don't want to do the things we used mm-hmm. to do before. We don't see things the way we used to see them. And that can become a problem for the people around us, which can result in rejection, misunderstanding, and in some cases, persecution. So we have to realize that now that we belong to Christ, the most important thing that we do is to follow him. The word obedience comes to mind. He has said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And so as we read the word and we see where our lives aren't reflecting the path that he has for us, We don't want to continue to do those things mm-hmm. because we love him above all else.
Mm-hmm. And, when I found in my life, and many other people have also, when you are living for Christ and doing all you can to serve him and to be obedient to him, that's going to maybe separate you from people who thought were your friends, right?
Not only friends, but we're told in the Bible, even our own family will misunderstand us. And that will cause a division. And that's very hurtful to us because we love them. And we want them to have what we have. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we'll explain it to them, but there are times when they will reject the word, and so they will reject us.
Yeah. And say there's somebody out there listening to us now who is in that position. Nothing seems to be going right, everyone's against them. What would you say to someone like that?
If they belong to Jesus Christ, I would say that God always has our best interests in mind. He says even those things that are bad, even those things that are hurtful, will work in our lives for our growth, for our benefit, and for his glory. I would say continue to look to him and know that he has saved you. Therefore, he will keep you by his grace.
Amen. Yes, God is good. So, what are some characteristics that a true believer should live out in his life?
I think Jesus Christ becomes our number one priority. Living for him, getting to know him better. How do we get to know him? We get to know him through his word. We certainly get to speak to him in prayer. And then we live that out in our everyday life, whether we're at home, whether we're at school, or whether we're where we work. And we become a testimony, a witness. The Bible calls us a light, a lamp, that we're set on a hill. And we become those who give evidence that Jesus Christ truly does make a difference in our lives.
Well, Pastor Bruce, I'm really busy. I belong to this club and that club. I got a full-time job. How can I do that?
Well, we all have responsibilities. We all have things that we have to do to live. Understood. But when there's what we might call discretionary time where we decide what we do, that's when the decision comes to spend time with the Lord.
Amen. Yeah, and it's a battle, isn't it?
It is a battle, isn't it? Because a lot of times, by the time we get to do that, it could be late at night, we might be very tired. The enemy loves to kind of help us along in that desire for sleep. But we need to stay diligent. We need to stay focused because we have been left here for one reason, to be a witness, to be a testimony to Jesus Christ. That's why we're still here.
And, that can be a difficult thing, but his word doesn't change. What he said, what was written way back then, it still applies to today, correct?
Oh, yes. And you know what's interesting? When you come to Jesus Christ and he becomes your Savior, the word becomes alive. It's a living word. His words seem to almost jump off the pages as he speaks to you through his word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, we've discussed some heavy issues tonight, and hopefully this is helpful to our audience. That's why we are doing this program. We want to be helpful. We want people to learn, and because we're learning too, isn't that right?
Oh, we never stop learning.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So thank you. And
thank you.
We have a Berean Bible Fellowship has a pretty exciting website. You want to tell us about it? What's on there?
BBFVA.org. Go there. There is verse-by-verse Bible teaching. So that might be helpful in your time of study of God's Word. We have dramatized Bible stories. We do send Bibles and ministry material overseas to pastors in Africa, in India, and a number of places around the world. I would encourage you to go to the site, check it out, click the contact tab if you would like more information, or if you have a question, we'll be glad to respond by email.
Amen. So we're about out of time. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And again, that website is bbfva.org. We'll see you next time.
Good night.